It's 6:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. An extreme risk protection order is a legal action judges can use to take guns away from people who seem dangerous. A new law passed Monday seeks to make the protection more accessible. CPR's Ava Kian has more.
The change expands the list of people who can ask the court to consider applying a red flag law on a person. That had previously been limited to law enforcement, district attorneys, teachers, healthcare professionals, and people close to the person. In 2023, Colorado Public Radio found that the petitions filed by law enforcement were more likely to be granted than an individual's. Healthcare and educational institutions can now step in and petition for one. It also extends to emergency response teams who have provided services to the person. Ava Kian, CPR News.
The mayor of Colorado Springs is running for a second term. KRCC's Brianna Heaney has more.
Yemi Mobolade officially launched his campaign for a second term on Monday. Mobolade was first elected in 2023, defeating Wayne Williams in a runoff election. He is a business owner, a Nigerian immigrant and naturalized citizen, and the first elected black mayor in Colorado Springs history. Mobolade said in a video from his campaign, his work isn't finished.
There's still more to do to keep our city safe, strong, and affordable for the next generation.
He's a registered independent, though city elections are nonpartisan. Mobolade has faced headwinds with budget shortfalls, the relocation of Space Command, and controversy over noise levels at the Ford Amphitheater. The city election is about a year from now. Brianna Heaney, KRCC News.
The town of Erie has rescinded its water supply emergency determination that allows residents to resume watering their yards. But the town is still asking all people to reduce watering to 2 days a week to help maintain the water supply during severe drought. You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. It's 6:06.